From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Britain's ambassador to the U.S. says his country believes it is possible to address President Trump's issues about the Iran nuclear deal in time to prevent him from pulling out of the agreement. Kim Derrick appeared on the CBS News program Face the Nation.
The message we are hearing from all contacts in this administration is that although the president's views on the deal are very clear and have been out there for months and months, actually for years, that a final decision hasn't yet been taken.
British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson is in Washington hoping to persuade President Trump not to abandon the nuclear deal. Mr. Trump has until May 12th to decide. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani says the U.S. would regret a decision to leave Iran's 2015 nuclear deal. South Korean news outlets saying the anticipated summit between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un will likely take place next month in Singapore. A North Korean spokesman took issue, meantime, with U.S. claims Mr. Trump's policy of maximum political pressure and sanctions are what drove Kim to the negotiating table. Grant Newsham, senior research fellow at the Japan Forum for Strategic Studies, tells VOA he believes the pressure campaign directed at both Pyongyang and China has gained some success.
I think this has all led to Kim, his sort of smiling face and his willingness apparently to talk. A willingness to talk, however, should not be taken as a willingness to give up nuclear weapons, however.
The White House has announced a separate meeting between President Trump and South Korean President Moon Jae-in on May 22nd as a prep for the summit with Mr. Kim. This is VOA News. A powerful bomb ripped through a crowded mosque being used as a voter registration center in southeastern Afghanistan. Abid Shah Ansari is the provincial head of public health. He says at least 12 people died, 33 were wounded. He said one of the killed was a woman. No one immediately claimed responsibility, the Taliban denying any involvement. Pakistan's federal interior minister survived an assassination attempt in the central Punjab province. Hassan Iqbal says was shot twice while he was boarding his vehicle after attending a public meeting. The lone assassin, a local resident in his early 20s, reportedly told police he intended to kill Iqbal because of religious and political differences. President Trump's new lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, asserts the president does not have to comply with a subpoena from special counsel Robert Mueller involving the probe into Russia interfering in the 26 U.S. election. 2016, that is, Giuliani appeared on the ABC News program this week.
We may testify, and we may actually work things out with Bob Mueller, because working with him directly is good.
Mr. Trump often said he would like to sit down for an interview with Mueller's team of lawyers.
I would love to go. I would love to speak. But I have to find that we're going to be treated fairly.
Robert Mueller has suggested he would subpoena President Trump to testify before a grand jury if a voluntary agreement for his testimony is not reached. Well, fiery lava continues to pour out of Kilauea volcano in Hawaii's Big Island. It's destroyed more than 25 homes so far since the eruptions began Thursday. Thousands have evacuated neighborhoods like Leilani Estates near Kilauea. Sam Knox lives in Leilani and decided not to evacuate. He describes here what it's like to see lava shoot from the fissures in the ground.
It was roaring sky high. It was incredible. It was fuming. It was roaring. It was thundering. Rocks were flying out of the ground, and it only took probably from 6 o'clock in the morning to 9 o'clock in the morning to fill that whole area up with lava. 3 or 4 hours only.
Also, hundreds of aftershocks have shaken the area since Friday's 6.9 magnitude quake that accompanied the volcanic activity. The governor of the state activated Hawaii's National Guard, urged residents to heed official warnings. He also signed an emergency order releasing federal funds and disaster funds for the Big Island. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Ooh, yeah. morning in Africa. Welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Hot, rocking and beautiful sounds from across this great continent will be coming to you again today. So I want you to relax because I want to take you on a trip around Africa on this. But later on the show, straight from Atlanta, Georgia, I'll be talking to Nigerian Yoruba artist Tessie Show. Tessie Show is going to be my guest on this show today. And we'll be talking about Yoruba music. Well, we'll be playing some beautiful Yoruba music for you. So if you're out there in Nigeria, stay tuned for that because Tessie Show is going to come right on. I'll be speaking to her straight from Atlanta, Georgia. But right now, let's come back with the ball rolling. As we start up today from the African Bush Doctor based in the UK, brand new quote, Nayu Awand. Yes, everybody is in love these days. And right after that, the Big C, Big Corruption by the legendary Miata Fambule of Liberia. And then Doing Damage in My Native Language, the sound of Zimbabwe Legit. This is one of the first African groups to record hip-hop song in the USA all the way back in 1992, signed to the Hollywood Basics. So you stay tuned because you're going to hear that old-time classic. It's a hip-hop classic done in the native language, and that is going to be done for us by Zimbabwe Legit. But first, let's go to Nayu, a brand new quote by African Bush Doctor.
I love you too. Now you, you're not the woman I'm in life. Oh, in an hour, my girl. I say, now you, you're not the woman where I want, yes. Tell me for true, love you more. To me tonight, get for be some special night. I want for make you my woman, and I gonna make you sweat like you never sweat before. No matter what you happen, me girl, I love you more, yeah. God knows. The time, not the weather, my girl. I will love you forever and ever again. And that make us sing this song again and again and again. I say, now you know the woman of my life, yes. Oh, in and out, God knows. I say, now you know the woman where I want. Climb the highest mountain for you, and I go run through, yes, the deepest sea. I go through some blazing fire, just for can get you, my girl. Any step where you take, I go take one for you. Any food where you eat, I must eat one for you. Every heartbeat I take, I must take one for you, my girl. So no worry about the weather and the time. No worry about no one else. Just remember, say I love you. I love you too. Oh, na na, oh, na na, oh, na na.
Esther Michael. You're listening to The African Beat, the hottest African music show on The Voice of America with David Vandy.
In my native language, Zimbabwe legit. Uh-huh. This is so cool. And we'll be bringing you more of that, and we'll be talking to Zimbabwe legit sometime in the future on this program. And right before that was Big C, Corruption. Miata Fambula of Liberia, still preaching. Yes, Tiffy Tiffy, Jankoniko. I love this song, man. And right at the top was Nayu by African Bush Doctor, right on the African beat. This is your super show. Stay tuned. I'll be right back with more music.
Hi, I am Devoa. I love the African beat on The Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
Welcome back. The African beat on The Voice of America. Jamais Jamais is going to be our next tune, and it's done by Mr. Leo from Cameroon. And right after that, My Name by the Great Stone Boy of Ghana, and Na by ST featuring Jelly Madi of the Gambia. But Jamais Jamais right now by Mr. Leo of Cameroon.
Ooh,
Alphabet and Records.
Bébé, tu me connais? Oui. Je mourrais pas si je pouvais. Oui. Juste pour te voir sourire. Jusqu'à la fin de nos vies, si je pouvais, je le ferais.
A tous les autres filles, hasta la vista. I'm not a playboy. I go marry, marry, I go marry, marry na you. I go marry, marry, I go marry, marry na you. I go leave you jamais, jamais. Jamais, jamais. Séparé, jamais, jamais. Na, na, na. Jamais, jamais. Eh ouais, oh, jamais, jamais. Oh, oh, oh. Jamais, jamais. Divorcé, jamais, jamais. Na, na, na. Jamais, jamais. Girl, I'm living my life. Girl, I'm living my life with you. And if I go die, girl, I swear I go die for you. Now so we be starting, okay, okay, lele. I go love you forever, okay, okay, lele. Repose ta tête sur ma poitrine. Écoute mon cœur qui bat. Je ne sais pas si je peux vivre loin de toi. I go mare mare, I go mare mare na you. Hey. I go mare mare, I go mare mare na you. Hey. I go leave you jamais, jamais. Jamais, jamais. Séparé, jamais, jamais. Na, na, na. Jamais, jamais. Hey, hey, oh, jamais, jamais. Oh, oh, oh. Jamais, jamais. Divorcé, jamais, jamais. Na, na, na. Jamais, jamais. I go leave you jamais, jamais. Oh, oh. Jamais, jamais, séparé, jamais, jamais.
Stone Boy, I dedicate it to you, Nana Osei of Flash Africa, and all the team out there at Flash Africa in Ghana. We dedicate this one all to you, okay? Let's enjoy.
You don't come in name. If you know how to with me from the beginning, oh, what a shame. Why do you want me to fail at the end of the day? Don't come in name. If you know how to with me from the beginning, oh, what a shame. Why do you want me to fail at the end of the day? Story, oh no, 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 oh no, 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 no. Ask me also for the paper, and I put life first and ask God for favor. Wishing good for my neighbor. I already hit a dig there, figure help with the labor. Nowhere to find then, only a few was kind then. Like a diamond from the doors, I knew my star will shine. Don't come in here, don't come in here. With me from the beginning, oh what a shame. Why do you want me to fail at the end of the day? Don't come in late. If you don't hustle with me from the beginning, oh what a shame. Why do you want me to fail at the end of the day?
You only know my name. You don't know my story. Oh, no, no, no. Oh, no, 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 no. Me don't know why they want me expire. Me old feet get fire. Flat just like a car tire. Me not stop pray to the Messiah. The devil is a liar. I just keep going higher. Aye, 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 aye. Yeah. See them know my name. Them no know my story. Nah, 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 nah. Talk your home to me. It no matter. Don't come in there. If you know hustle with me from the beginning. Oh, what a shame. Why do you want me to fail at the end of the day? Don't come in there. If you know hustle with me from the beginning. Oh, what a shame. Why do you want me to fail at the end of the day? You only know my name. You don't know my story. Oh, no, no, no. Oh, no, 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 no. I don't owe you nothing. Just keep pushing my thing. You don't owe me nothing. Better focus on your thing. I don't owe you nothing. Just keep pushing my thing. You don't owe me nothing. Better you focus on your thing. I'm house, a stone boy. Burn it down from Ghana to Jamaica. Better know it up. Stone boy.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound,
Africa is my
home. Oh, la, la.
Jalimadi. Brikam. Boyo.
Ngina lela nandun de jam falana itele wulu na itele na fengo betina manju twila na inene mambala na naduta fomo bebo tai da maleka fonye na itele wulu ejika beto dinna ninga kuja oke ikonye fata nyina na sula fengol na ya be dinna enyin kanomi tanna fonka funyo nyaka bonna oto doye dunde nite te manna nelte sonna kanyi mfili no mi mfil dol nene talo na nga baljele mili ye dimol fay dol be ta konna dol be bulo kosi le talie wol be donna dol kapata min taki dingola kuwala wa nene telonna isa dunia la dunia ka bama nene sanna anin do nene te kanna ndaji go nene te banna wala na nike kanoma pisal ta ka ura ka bo wena
mighty lonna
kono fo jiko nin tesito lafta ke la dunia le diandi bulu ko kosito I wanna buy you cars ama jala motol gad basiru jawara dreams ka kodo sami ye ko losito wala kambula nin dunia be mi daro la kwa nyamato sal yala ne muna nanka nyabi bitol kam ko kon ko to musico ka bilo jo musico ka domandi modum poso to motivational lat na fam futata nin lebulo do nalo na fosti jati su ko no karam bungoto a folo le ko fara e hakilo ken sondo moto anene mam batandi barandi wala kija faranda len karandi femo dai mukamil karandi karambu moto ni nga kuke la yam fama na kana kam fama will ever stay true to you nda jam facility le kam ngani monsol min ke kono to nga duno min life kunto e dimi ngo min ma tinto ni kam fata se ponto
my dear on lati itele sama lania
itelo itelo
my dear on lati kanenya ya
ani
Yeah.
Atemiye kanubiri mangunuma biringunuma ta animbiri tamata
Now by ST featuring Jelly Maddy from the Gambia. And before that, My Name, Stone Boy of Ghana. And at the top was Jame Jame, Mr. Leo of Cameroon. The African Beat on the Voice of America. And I'm yours truly, David Vandy, pushing and pulling the beats right here from our studios in Washington, D.C. Escape from the humdrum and dance to the beat of an African drum. Hi, I am David Vandy, host of the Voice of America's African Beat. Splendid sounds from the continent that all humanity calls home. Join me Monday through Friday for a soothing musical journey. I guarantee.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
Welcome back to the African Beat on the Voice of America, straight from Washington, D.C. And we fly all the way to Atlanta, Georgia, where we'll be talking to our guest for today, and that is Tessie Show. Tessie Show is originally from Nigeria, and she does Yoruba music, and she has a program in Yoruba, but we're going to be talking about that. Welcome to the African Beat, Tessie Show.
Hi, good afternoon. Hi, everyone. And thank you for bringing me down to Washington, D.C. today, African Beat.
Ira le unpa Yoruba o le parun, eke le unse Yoruba o le parun. Ira le unpa Yoruba o le parun, eke le unse Yoruba o le parun. Atele wa mubala mi o eni toko, eke le unse Yoruba.
For joining us today, Tessie Show. And you know, first of all, I know I just told people about your class of music, the kind of Yoruba music you play. We're just listening to it, so we're gonna get into that. But your name, Tessie Show, is that your real name?
Yeah, Tessie Show is my name, but my name actually is Teresa. But in America here, I met a lady which is my boss, and she was like, I'm going to turn your name to Tessie. So it's over 15 years now that I've been hearing her name. Tessie, Tessie, Tessie. Everybody's calling me Tessie Show. Because the show is Show Bowali. So then they call me Tessie Show.
Okay, all right. Well, sometimes I'll tell them, I say, I don't agree to that. You have to learn how to pronounce my name. Don't call me something that will be more comfortable with you. You have to learn how to pronounce my own name. Because one thing about them, if you don't pronounce their names right, they will want to teach you how to pronounce it.
Exactly.
They don't allow you to pronounce their names the way you want to. Okay? Anyway, that's for another day. But let's come to you, Tessie Show. Your music, the Yoruba music you play, tell us about it. Huh? Other people will say, okay, I'm good at music, and, you know, let me just go with the flow, how people are flowing out there. Let me just go with the hip-hop style, or let me just go with the Western style. But you decided to stick to the traditional culture.
Yes.
So tell me about it.
Well, it's a long story.
Make it
but,
short.
I will make it short. You know, I'm a typical Nigerian, and most of Nigerians, especially we Yoruba, first of all, let me say this, I really appreciate all the Americans, I mean the white Americans, you know, they go to Nigeria to learn more about our culture, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we have this culture, we don't even, some of us don't even care about it. That's why I sat down, I'm like, no. This country, I will make sure that Asha Yoruba, which is Yoruba culture, is not even perished. I have to make sure that I try my best to make people realize that we shouldn't forget where we are coming from. That's what prompts Asha Yoruba.
Okay. I like that because, you know, like you said, sometimes when we come here, we tend to forget about where we're coming from. We tend to forget our culture. We cannot even teach our children our culture because we feel like, oh, it is, this is America. But let me tell you something, this, whether it's America or not, even when the Spanish people come here, they give birth to children here, they teach them how to speak Spanish, they teach them the Spanish culture. But for us African, we tend to shy away. So I must applaud you for that, for sticking to the culture, the Yoruba culture. And, you know, but how appreciative are people, especially the younger generation that go into music these days, how appreciative are they of the kind of music that you play?
Well, I must tell you the truth. Some of our father in Nigeria, like Barista, you know, he has already died a couple of years ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Orlando Owo. Just want to mention few. Ebenezer Obi, King Sonny Adi. All their music, you know, you can listen, even though it's entertaining, educative. And then, these are the young children of nowadays. They don't, you know, they don't think something that you can even learn from. They just, you know, speak, they just sing any kind of song that can make them have money, or they can, you know, that people can just dance to. You don't know that there's one dance that they are dancing now. It's not a Makosa. Makosa has been a long time,
mm-hmm.
and it's like a Wojo, Wojo.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people will be shaking their head and turning their hands to the other side. So all those songs that the young generation has seen nowadays, sometimes, you know, we can't learn from it. But this Yoruba culture is in our darling. I mean Yoruba darling, my darling.
Mm-hmm.
You can learn from me. It's creative, entertaining, even advice. We call something in Yoruba, Esha, Oriki. If you ask some of the people now, can you tell me your Oriki? I went to one party. They, you know, they called me to come and do the MC. Then I asked the lady, what's the Oriki? She said, oh,
so let me
I'm
ask you,
Nigeria.
what's the Oriki?
Okay, Oriki is everybody that comes from one tribe. It's a tribe thing. It's a tribe culture thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, when they, like me, I'm from, my dad is from Ijebu. I was born in Kano State.
Hmm.
But my dad is from Ijebu. My mom is from Egba. So my dad have Oriki. That Oriki is a culture tribe thing. Every tribe have their own. Like Ijebu now, I can, you know, tell you Oriki of Ijebu. So when the lady told me, oh, I don't know, but I'm from, my dad is from Ijebu, I'm like, wow. So I used my daddy Oriki. I used it for her. She was so happy.
Okay, all right. Well, you're listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America, and my guest is Tessie Show from Nigeria originally, but she's currently based in Atlanta, Georgia. We'll be right back, and we'll be talking more to her, and we'll continue to play her beautiful Yoruba music, and we want you to enjoy. Yes, indeed. The show that makes you happy, brings happiness into your homes and smiles on your faces. The African Beat on the Voice of America. And today we're talking Asha Yoruba.
I try.
Asha Yoruba.
Yoruba culture.
Yoruba culture. Yes, we're talking Yoruba culture. It's getting interesting. But what are the meaning of some of the songs that you sing? Like okay. the first track.
Okay, let me tell you this. And then once I tell you, you have to pay me for that, okay?
Okay. Because okay. I'm learning new things right now.
I know. Because Yoruba, Odu, meaning
Odu.
It's sweet, yeah.
Meaning it's sweet?
It's sweet, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yoruba culture is sweet, is good. This song says, Yoruba ole parun, meaning that people that think Yoruba language is going to die down or perish or vanish, they are just lying. That Yoruba culture will stick and stay forever.
Now, let me ask you this. You have this talk show that you do, you do a Facebook Live thing, right? Where you play your music and you speak Yoruba and, you try to educate people about the Yoruba culture. So, did you start doing that in Nigeria, or it is when you came to America and you see that the culture was, like, fading away, you decided to revive it?
Well, when I was in Nigeria, I was one of the actresses in Nigeria. Even though my dad is a police officer and he doesn't want me to become actress. He thought those people, those girls and boys that actors and actresses, they are not a responsible person. So
that's not now. That used to be long, long time ago. That used to be their thought. But that has changed.
My dad always beat me because I always run away from home just to go and join the group.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't want me to do that. But thank God, I did that for a couple of years, and it was like, you need to become a nurse, you need to become a this, you need to become a that. I'm like, oh my goodness, why can't you allow me to do what I want to do? But I thank God today, I've been doing it from Nigeria before getting here. Even though he tried to stop me, but at the end of the day,
he has to accept
what I love this. So when I came down here, it gave me more opportunity to, proceed. And then when I saw that the Yoruba culture is fading away, likewise you said, that it's almost, like everybody's just forgetting about our culture. And I'm like, I have to try my best to make sure that Yoruba culture, have to be progressing.
All right, yes, we have to make sure that the culture does not die. One more time, you're listening to the African Beats on the Voice of America straight from Washington, D.C. My guest is Tessie Shaw of Asha Yoruba, and she's got an album. How many albums have you got now?
Oh, this is my first one.
This is the first one. The Asha Yoruba is the first album, right?
Yes. Okay. Even though I've been featuring on some movies back in the days in Nigeria. But this is my own first album.
This is your first original album for yourself.
Yeah.
All right, let's listen to some more music. And when we come back, we'll hear from our guest today, Asha Yoruba, what would be her advice to younger Nigerians and even Africans across the world, because we're talking about the culture here. And we don't want the culture from Africa to die. We don't want it to fade out. We want to keep it alive. So we'll be getting onto that. Let's enjoy some more of the Asha Yoruba music.
I'm
Yes, beautiful beat there. I love it. And let me come back to my guest. You know, one of my favorite Nigerian Afro Juju stars was the great King Sonny Ade.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, King Sonny Ade and Chief Osita Osadebe.
Oh, Osadebe.
Yes, Osita Osadebe. You know, I even interviewed him when he was here before he passed away. And, you know, I love those guys and I love their music. I see today that even the younger folks are now trying to convert their music, the old Afro Juju music, into the modern day kind of setting. Let me just ask you, some of the these messages that you're putting across, the older folks will listen to it and say, yeah, well, this one makes sense. But how can you pass it on to the younger generation? What would be your advice to them? Because they are growing up and we are going out and they have to step in, but they need some advice as to how they can help to keep the culture going. What would be your advice to them?
Okay, my advice is, first of all, you know, everything starts from the parents. Because when the parents, you know, when they make, let me put it this way. A parent has to see that their children, you know, follow the culture. Because, like, for instance, in America, let me use America, even Nigerian too. Some of the people in Nigeria, some of the parents in Nigeria, they don't allow their children to be speaking in Yoruba. They will say that, oh, it's a vernacular. And then in school, back in the days, they always said that if you speak a vernacular, you have to pay this sum of a month or they will flog you. But my advice to the new generation, the young one, is that they need to make sure that Yoruba culture is not fading away. Even in the school, the teachers, they need to do more work because they can use the Yoruba to teach English. I still remember back in the days when I remember one of our teachers, he came to the class one day, he said, Kilorukwe, meaning, what is your name?
Kilorukwe.
Kilorukwe, what is your name? If he doesn't say Kilorukwe, the student that he was, you know, asking the question from, he might not know what he's asking. But back in the days, they will use Yoruba, then they will use English. Both work together. Even it make students to learn more than, okay, some of the English that some of the new generation are even saying right now, it's not, most of it is not correct. Okay, I have some friends that they are Igbo. They always speak their dialect, which is Igbo, to their children. But we Yoruba, we don't want to say anything pertaining to our culture. We just want to speak English. Are we forgetting where are we coming from?
All right, well, you know, this discussion will not end today, but we're out of time, and I just want to thank you so very much for being my guest today. If somebody wants to get your album, the Asha Yoruba, how can we get it?
They can get Asha Yoruba from Bill and Sons Communication, number 17, which is in your last house, opposite Kinwale Eleja, Monoton Ibadan. Also, they can get it from Shasha Ibadan also. And for those people in the U.S., they can contact me on 770-912-7508. I'm based in Atlanta.
All right. Okay. Well,
yeah,
thank
you. Yeah, they can give me a call. They can go to my Facebook page.
Your Facebook page. Tessie Show. T-E-S-S-Y-S-H-O, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, so that's it. So you can check it out, and Tessie's show will be right there to make sure you get the Asha Yoruba album. Well, thank you very much, Tessie's show. We'll be following you right on Facebook, and also we'll be trying to make sure we continue to push the Yoruba music so that the Yoruba culture will not die. Asha Yoruba. Uh-huh, I love that. And you know this new one that you taught me, Odo, it's sweet. That means say Yoruba, Odo, Yoruba is sweet. Ah, I love that. And
yes,
I learned a new one.
Oh, Duju. Yoruba Duju.
Yoruba Duju.
Yeah.
Yoruba Duju. And Kilorukwe. Kilorukwe. What is your name?
Kilorupe, what's your name?
Kilorupe, what's your name?
Yeah. Kilorupe. Okay, what's your name? Your name is David.
All right, well, we continue with some more Yoruba music. All right, thank you very much, my sister. When I come back, when I get you back on the show, we'll learn some more Yoruba language, okay?
Okay.
All right, thanks for being on the show today.
One more thing, they can even follow me on a YouTube channel, Tessie Show, also.
Okay, all right, you can follow Tessie Show also on our YouTube channel and enjoy some beautiful Yoruba culture, music, and every kind of education that you need. The Tessie Show will grant you that right on the show. Till then, have a wonderful day.
You too. Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Well, thanks to my guest today, Tessie Show from Nigeria originally, and she's now based in Atlanta, Georgia. And that was a beautiful conversation there. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I'm David Vander here in Washington.
Remember, every sound of the drum that you hear is an African beat, and this is the sounds of Africa.
African beats.
No child is born to die. And no mother should die.
Let the music roll, the African beat. And now we play the song No Child Is Born to Die by the Ugandan All-Stars from Uganda.
So we let the strategy put it in the melody, make a discovery. So you have to follow me, follow me, follow me. 70 children generally, 20, 50, 60, get to 70, till to the infinity, cause we have ability.
Back to the business, we need staff and equipment. When it comes to health, y'all know my passion is endless. Women walking miles hurt to find a place for childbirth. We are all responsible, no matter how your mind works. Too many kids dying, the worst to say. Others may change this, but first
yes, one.
I thought it couldn't get worse, but hey, 16 women died on their birthday.
Kurani semi saye me dokola kapodi. Never mind mo kufa ne vale kaba na kupodi. Then I was doing no kufa yo tuba we sapodi. Cheweba kazubuka, mamu kurani. Amama bafanga bazala kulwachi. Tuota chimungwe no gamete tuyambe. Nga jekwe yense, nangese yekwe. Let's combine the energy, we save the future.
Kukunamu mwamwa na mweya gaza. Kabani ne mama besi sasisa. Buli mwaka ngabe kulisa. Nye kwange lisa nisa.
Well, with all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. Till then, I am David Vandy here in Washington, bidding you so long.